Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
An Austin man has been sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading guilty to stalking and sending threatening letters and emails to Taylor Swift's former record label.
Jeez.
Whoa. We found this out yesterday. According to records filed in federal court, Eric Swarbrick was sentenced during a hearing in Nashville yesterday. The terms of his sentence, which also include 3 years of supervised release, were agreed upon by prosecutors in a plea that he entered last year, according to the AP. This happened back in 2018. He was then 26 and was charged with interstate stalking and sending interstate communications with the intent to threaten after he sent increasingly violent letters to Big Machine Label Group. According to the complaint, Swarbrick sent a letter to the label CEO asking him to introduce him to Swift.
Wow.
The letters became increasingly threatening over time. Swift took out a restraining order against Swarbrick, who sent over 40 letters.
Dude.
On three different occasions, Swarbrick drove to Nashville personally to deliver them. This is the part of the story that scares me the most.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wow.
You know, I mean, I'm not Taylor Swift, so he's not threatening me, but we work in Westlake, and back in 2018... he worked as a bus driver for the Eanes Independent School District.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You know there's that school bus that was always playing Taylor Swift, and it now ties back to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
School district said that he was fired immediately after they learned of the allegations.
What blows me away about this is 40 letters in one occasion. I've never written 40 letters in my life. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot.
It's insane.
It's a lot of letters.
Crazy. Hey, so if this isn't going to motivate you to work off all those seltzers you've put on your body over the past 6 months during this pandemic, then nothing's going to work, okay? There's a website called Total Shape that just announced they're going to pay people to lose the weight they gained during quarantine, and they're paying a lot. $13,000 to be exact.
Ooh,
this is awesome.
Give it to me.
I know, right? They're going to pick four people and they're going to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. Out of those four people, people will get $8,000 each, and then they can get up to $5,000 in bonuses if they hit different milestones. If you're interested, you can apply on their website or you could text the word trending to 51993. But no, you have to have a BMI of over 30. BMI stands for
Body mass index.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Let's get rich, y'all.
I don't know if mine's over 30, but there's a pretty good chance it is.
I mean, reading the fine print, we should be good. If we've gained like 16 pounds like the average American has during quarantine, we'll be good. And then we can finally cancel our membership booker at Planet Fitness that we've never gone to, that we've had for like 2 years now.
So you might remember me telling you the story about how I thought someone gained access to my card China, and then I realized it was me just trying to make a deposit into my sports gaming account.
Yep.
So I had to cancel that card and get a new one, which, look at the bright side, Planet Fitness no longer has my credit card information, so they can't charge me the monthly fee for going to the gym that I never went to.
Yeah, nothing against Planet Fitness. We just haven't gone to the gym in 2 years.
That's it. This is how lazy I was. I was so lazy, I didn't ever get around to canceling the membership.
Y'all are the worst. The worst. Saturday Night Live is coming back October 3rd. They will be in the studio. None of this Zoom stuff anymore. And two pieces of news about Saturday Night Live, my favorite show. Number one, Jim Carrey will be playing Joe Biden, which is an interesting choice because Jason Sudeikis, who used to be part of the cast, has been playing Joe Biden. So it's interesting that they're choosing someone who's never been part of the cast to come in. Love it. Love it so much. And then number two, yesterday, Saturday Night Live announced three new cast members, and one of those went to the University of Texas.
Yeah.
His name is Andrew Dismukes. He has been writing for Saturday Night Live, but now he's moving to an actual cast member. He is from Texas, went to UT, was part of the whole comedy scene here in Austin, even was a finalist at Cap City Comedy Club's Funniest Person in Austin contest back in 2016. So, woohoo! So cool.
It's pretty funny he didn't win it. And he's on SNL. I mean, how ironic is that?
Good news, bad news for Austin, man. One was sentenced to 30 months in prison for stalking Taylor Swift. The other is now officially a cast member on Saturday Night Live. And a website is offering people $13,000 to lose their quarantine weight. If you're interested in any of those stories and scoring 13 G's, text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the freeradio.com app.